Coach McNeil after the Cincinnati game.
Yeah, it was great. Kids, boys, eight good.
Coach Rowe, ready when you are, brother. Mm.
Damn it. That was a well-played game. I thought both teams had opportunities to win the game. I give them credit for making the one at the end, but I thought we had and left some plays out there that could have gave us a little bit better opportunity. And I thought in the first half especially, but they controlled the ball on us in the second half, the sticks, which that's when the size factor took over up front, able to control first down. Their third down conversion, especially when you were uncontrollable in three or less, we knew it was going to be tough to corral those. But last week we had 73%. This week they were at a very high percentage. So kids played hard, had a great week of practice. I love the plans we had, but, you know, just fell short, you know. There's a pretty bad feeling in that locker room down there now, those guys, and talking to them. But like I told them, football is a direct correlation of life. This team handled adversity just like they will in life. A lot of teams would have laid down. Some people get in a situation, they would have laid down. A lot of teams would have stopped practicing. A lot of people in their life would stop working. A lot of people, some teams would start off the field doing things not representative of a great university like this. Some people will start doing the same thing. Now, there's another group that when things happen, they stand up and they fight and they plant their feet. And this group will do that. They have built a great foundation. Like I told them, sometimes things don't happen the way you plan, and you have to learn to adapt. And this team had opportunity in every game. So, bad feeling that the season ended quickly. But prematurely for us, but for that group. Questions?
Coach, obviously this year, a lot of the losses you guys had were a heartbreaking variety. You know, games you could have won, one, two plays go different. You know, you guys are celebrating instead of, you know, being upset. But looking back, I mean, are those the ones that hurt, you know, obviously the most, the ones that were right in the hands and just slipped
out? Yeah, for me it does. I know for the team it does. I mean, six of the seven, I felt like we had plays right out there, plays right there, you know, even like today. We'll make no excuses, but like I told the guys, and I've told some of y'all, this has been one of the most adverse years as far as injuries for me in my career, never. But the kids didn't stop and coaches didn't stop. You know, everything in the perfect line, and those games might not even be close, you know. But that's those ones that hurt. You want to make those, you want to pull those out. And for this conference and for our non-conference, the margin of error is very small. And then, so when you're right there in it, you know, you're close. Those close games do hurt because, you know, you had a chance to change the outcome. Yeah, we felt like we could move the ball pretty well on them offensively. Their strategy was to get, because of size, to load up and pound in the ground it. You know, that's the difference. The difference in the two leagues, conference you're saying this league is bigger. That's the NFL line. Three of those five guys would be drafted, and they lined up, and it was a mass problem. You know, they had more tonnage than we did. And began to, they just, again, on first down, which is for us successful, it was three or less, they're able to have first down control of the chains. But I thought offensively, we had a plan that we were going to move the ball on pretty easily. And so in that third quarter was big, you know, keeping the ball that long. And, you know, they were able to run the football. That last drive, you know, penalty, the head down, it can't matter, but, you know, we felt good about what we were doing there. I didn't see the hands of the face. Maybe y'all did. Okay.
I'm sorry. Can you talk about Gulf War on 42, with Summers and that play there? Decision to, one, not go for the field goal, and then the actual play
for it. We felt like we had a down that position with them controlling the clock, because you can see what was going on. I could see. And there comes a point where, they can get some movement on you. So we had an opportunity down there. If it would have, if it came down to it, I went for three. But when we got that, when Bryce made the big catch and run, there was no doubt. I told Dave, we got take four downs. He'll ask coach what he thinks. He got four downs.
Was that play specifically designed for Bryce, or his first one come up?
Yeah, it was. That was his first read. It looked like one of the similar run plays which they were playing. I thought it was going to be what we call, it's called a LeBron play with James. And it was just an action off of that. And Bryce blocked, eased to the flat. And great vision by James and great catch by Bryce.
What was the explanation about the penalty after that? Okay.
Targeting, which it was, and James, because the guy targeting and sets up to him, James got unsportsmanlike. Well, I got the choice. Do I want to take my penalty, which I get to leave because the targeting is worse than unsportsmanlike. So, do I want to take and move the ball half distance to the goal and give them the chance to back us up on the kickoff? Or do I want to take my penalty on the extra point, which, Davis has made those, and then I get a chance to move the ball up on my kickoff? You see what I'm talking about? So then let Caleb kick it out of the end zone. So that's it. For me, I'd rather, instead of gaining 2.5 yards for the extra point, which it wouldn't matter anyway, we still would have had to score. I want to take the kickoff, yardage, and back him up. So.
With James' role today in the backfield some, and some of the receivers, is that kind of what you envisioned early on?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what we had for him. That package you saw, that was going to be what he could do, there or at the inside receiver where Justin played. That's what he did all summer in preparation, what you saw. I say, why aren't you doing it earlier? Well, because we had to have a backup guy. So, but, yeah, he's a lot of skilled kids coming back. We'll have a quarterback competition out the Gazoo in the spring off season. Those young guys. We had three big time guys in here today. Offensive linemen that I feel like they like East Carolina pretty good. They're going to be heavily a lot of traffic. But so the off season is important to get the right fit and continue to match the conference. I think our skill set matches them. I think our offensive and defensive lines, we have to go to another level with that size, and Coach C can do that. On the back end and secondary end, the corners, we got to need more height and speed. I'm just telling you right now specifically. So I'm looking forward to that, and James getting back to where he feels comfortable doing that and getting the ball in his hands. But also looking forward to getting into recruiting, getting some kids in here to join us, what we have. I think we've done a lot brick by brick here. I'm very assured of what we have here.
Coach, did you say anything to the seniors
after game? Oh, yeah. I talked to him when I came in and talked about that, when I said football correlates with life. That's what I talked to him about. And I, those guys are special. I was talking to Zeke. We'll finish his internship here in time, by school, and then he'll start preparing, but he'll have his degree, and then he can start training just like Justin and here as soon as he finishes. Montez the same way. All those kids. So I told them that you've accomplished a lot of things here, some first evers, a lot of some first evers. And once you can't have two first evers, so they've done some things that. And I told them that, keep that in the back of their mind. They were hurting down there because they wanted to win. They practiced well all year long. That was the thing that about these guys is never had a bad day of practice.
Coach,
staff too. So, you know, I'm gonna miss those boys there, Zeke and Montese. I remember when they first came, we wanted to play them, but they said, "Coach, I'm not ready to play yet as freshmen." They were honest, you know. Then they got the opportunity, Tease a little bit earlier, but Montese, Zeke, FAU game, he and Brandon went, Jeremy went down. So, there's some more stories like that I can talk about too.
Can you say about Zeke Bigger and his growth from that freshman year when he said he was ready to play to now, and what kind of legacy do you think he'll leave here?
The legacy's hard to tell, but I thought he did some. He transformed from our last conference to this one, and didn't miss a beat. When we started recruiting Zeke, he was going to commit to Duke. So if I was locked in, and he saw one of our games, the state game, on TV, and I knew we had a shot, and I met his mom. So had a chance to meet her, recruit her. But I think Zeke on the field got after it. In the classroom, had after, I can't remember Zeke, maybe late a few times, but never had any other thing off the field with Zeke ever. I think he'll have a chance at playing in the NFL. They ask about him every time. Montese will. But what was even more importantly, they'll have, in a week or 2 weeks, whatever, they'll have their degrees. They'll be finished. You know. So now that's the power. Now talk to them about the power, like recruits today. The power is having your degree and try the NFL. So if you make it, yeah, great. If not, you got to fall back on. So Zeke will be that. I thought he played that position linebacker pretty good. He had a good number on. That number he wore, it ain't the one you think. It was mine, the first one. I'm proud of Zeke. He'll be my son for life. All those boys will. All those guys that passed me will. Dave taught Lincoln offense. Dave was dealt, came in, you know, you think about it. KB goes down untouched. Keith rolls out and jerks his foot. And then Blake, and now you have to get James, because John's not ready. Jacob's not ready yet. We'll be ready. He's going to be a special one now, John is. So you're talking about a guy who, and you can ask Lincoln this, he taught Lincoln everything he knows about the offense. And, you know, if you all perfect world, I talk about, we talked the other day about Nick Saban. You got to be a little bit lucky, you know, when, but if he's got his full cards, we're not even talking this today. That's how good he is. He's sharp as could be and did what he had to do. I think the one thing is just the quarterback, but the offensive lineman losing those three guys. Quincy came back a little bit in the second half. That was the biggest, that was the toughest hurdle to overcome, those three guys. Dante at the tackle especially. Brandon's going to be a good one, but Dante, second play of the first game, that's the one. And then Mattel was doing well, but then Quincy with a concussion, which he's not going to play, you know. And he was clear to play today, but – again, I love him more than I love Quincy football players. So.
Coach, Zeke said this season was not a disappointment. What's your thoughts on that, and is it to you?
Well, I know Zeke, you got a lot of pride about him. I know you look at it from the WL part, yeah, man, you fell short. But look at it, Zeke's looking at it like no matter what, they played and fought. And one thing I was telling him, if you did the best you can do, if you played the hardest, this, and I never talk about myself as a player with the kids, but the one thing, and I was told this early by my mom and dad, but Coach Dye, if you did the very best you could and played not any harder could you play or practice, no regrets. That's the only thing I tell them about my playing days here. I have no regrets. Because I know I practiced as hard as I could. I know I played every game as hard as I could. And Coach Dye told me, which I trust, told me I did. So, that's how Zeke is trained.
Did you see that Trayvon Simmons had a chance to intercept on the last possession?
Yeah, he got turned around, and you know, but he, yeah, he had a chance. And Trayvon, his nickname is T-Max. He had a chance to, he's got great hands. He's on our onside recovery team. He saw it and then had to turn the last second to get there. Yeah, he had an opportunity to catch it. Good. All right. All right.
Good job,
man. Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all.
Thanks, Coach.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Rob.
See y'all. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Okay.